Begin from Kisui Dan, the Perois Rikuvim. Are you allowed to go and use fruit that has decayed for the mitzvah of Kisui Hadan? It says in the pasuk, V'chisohu be'ofar. At the time of Shechita, you have to take earth. You're supposed to shecht the blood. It's like you're supposed to slaughter the animal upon earth. And then you're supposed to take some of that earth and cover the earth. What happens if you're in an environment where there is no earth? You're in a bunker, and all there is concrete. Is concrete called earth? I don't think so. I mean, it's hard. It's not really called earth. So all you have, you don't have earth. So are you allowed to improvise and use other things? What halacha? What do we say about taking fruits from the refrigerator and letting it decay and grinding it and pulverizing it and using it as putting in the blender? Put the fruit. Take some old fruit. They do these things today. You take fruit and you put the fruit in the blender and you pulverize it. And you turn into a smoothie. Can you use this for Kisui Hadam? Is it called earth? You drink a smoothie, actually that's a shayla. That's the way with the shayla is, you drink a smoothie, you should make a Bar Pio Adama, not a Bar Pio Eitz.
Definitely.
You do?
I think so. It's like soup. Yeah.
Make a shahako.
Then you make
a Hadama.
Make a Hadama vegetable soup.
If you have pieces.
If
you have pieces.
That's not true.
If you have
well,
pieces.
That's the way.
Even if it's soup, you make that.
It's very interesting. We have to go look into this.
So
look into this.
Tomato juice.
There's still nicar. Usually, if you can see in the soup, if you can see in the soup, remnants of potatoes. But let's say you see nothing. It's completely pulverized.
Puree.
Make a adama.
Mm-hmm.
And what about fruit? What about fruit?
Like
that's my question. So here he's saying you're taking food and you take food and you pulverize it, you put it in a blender and you make it into a puree, whatever, something of the equivalent. So what is the halach? What bracha do you make? I thought we make a shahako.
You have to recognize a piece of it.
Right. That's general. When it comes to a soup, that's a given. If you recognize a little piece of potato, you recognize something they call dhamma. But he's saying if you don't recognize, it's completely been pulverized. Okay, let's see. So here we discuss Mishnah. Why this is what it says in the daf. The daf talks about in the situation where you're a saita where there is no offer. What happens if there is no earth? And that would basically only apply. How could that even happen? The Gemara says in the Beis Hamikdash, they had a tablet. They had a tabla. They opened up. It was tiled with the floor of the Mikdash was tiled with stone. But there was one stone that was left untiled. That was covered, and it would pick up this cover, and they would take from the offer asher yihye bekarka hamishkan. So maybe it means they did some repair work, and the contractor was overzealous, and he cemented that tile down, and now it comes to the site, and there actually is no earth in the entire base hamidash. Then it says in the Gemara, so bring in earth. Bring it in.
Right.
And if you can't find earth to bring in, then the Gemara says that you should improvise. You can use peros. The Gemara actually says, Meshut Torah Lishma, Nishal, the question was asked, in peros, v'yirokais, fruits and vegetables, shenirkavu, kesherim, l'chassois, birik, vuviois, shalohem, in their dust, dam, chaya, v'oif, oilo, can it be used for the mitzvah, the rice of kisi adam? Can you make a bracha? V'yagam, kimotzin, b'shulchan oich, shemachasim, zevel hadakli, find that you can use fertilizer. What is fertilizer? Fertilizer. Why is fertilizer different than food and vegetables? What do animals eat? Animals survive on straw. Animals, grass and straw and other things, other types of vegetation. So animals are eating things that grow from the ground, and that their stomach converts into zevel. So that's basically food and vegetables which have been decayed, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that's valid to use for kisi hadam. So why then should taking a regular food before it's gone into the stomach of an animal and been transformed into zevel, why should that be any different? That's his question. Nevertheless, nista paknu, zevel shiny, maybe when it comes to fertilizer, because zevel has mixed within it earth. I don't know why. Maybe because when the animal eats straw, it also is eating earth. Maybe, I don't know. I don't really know what that means. Gamkin achecha sheharak vuvis shelapri, the dust of the fruit oy hayorak levada, it's alone, it's pure fruit of vegetables. Ve'im uv bo shum offer evshar the shiny. Maybe it's different. The yeshama the dina kikemach. Maybe it's like flour or sharp pri tochon she'im mechasimbo. What? Fruit dust. Fruit and vegetable decay. But it's not, its source is not earth. It's a fruit of, that's his question. So don't bring the Orion from fertilizer. Fertilizer may be different because fertilizer has a mixture of earth, whatever that means. So don't bring the Orion. So that was the question posed to the Shut Torah Lishma. The Heshif. He says that there are two different, grinding of fruit is one thing, and a fruit decaying is another. After a fruit decays, it's called offer, so it's valid. It is okay. If you take a fruit and put it into a grinder, it's no good. It's no good. But if the fruit naturally decays and turns into dust, then it is good. The aim is shum sofik. It's 100% kosher for kisyadam. The im called ze avi lechem raya berura, and he says, I'll prove it to you from the daf. What's the daf yomi? Lazer the who the Isa Bigamora and Daf Tez Zain Isa Bigamora, this is the Soita Amrav Khuna Barav Ashi Amrav Ain Sham Ofar. What happens if the sota we have to put into the Nehamorim, we have to put into the water that we have erased the Megillah, the Shem Hashem? What happens if there is no earth? It says you're supposed to take from the Ofar Hanishkan, Asher Yeh, let's say we don't have it. It says in Shem Ofar, maybe Rak Vuvis Yorok, take vegetables that have decayed, Umekadesh Rak Vuvis Yorok, and sanctify the water with the Kaddish, period. Rak Vuvis Yorok, who the Havi Ofar? But Efer Loi Havi Ofar Ayin Shang. So it says only when the decay of vegetables is the Huda Havi Ofar. But Efer Loi Havi, then the Gemara is, what about when it comes to ashes? Ashes, it's not called Efer, it's called Ofar Ayin Shang. Okay, I don't remember the details. Offer is earth. Ashes. You can, when you need to use ash, it's called offer. Offer is with an ayin is earth. Afer with an aleph is ash. Ayin shemchim pasak harambam the lo hayisham offer behechel maybe mi bechutz. Take earth from outside and put in the hechel. Never bring ash. You're not allowed to bring ash. Something that's a product of combustion is not permitted for the seita. Aval, but what you can bring is maybe rak vuvis, you can bring decay of fruits and vegetables. Shehi ke offer that has the same status. So the Rambam says it beferish. Ayin shama harei rak vuvis yorak peros heim chashuv offer mamish. The alkein kesher mehim lekisi adam v'odayin bekerem natay gar besugin beyin sich v'yorakos sirkuvim dun schach for a sukkah. But the bottom line is, this Gemara tells us that when it comes to a soita, the Gemara explicitly says you can use the decay of fruits and vegetables for the offer, to prepare the potion for the sota. Likewise, when it comes to the mitzvah of kisi hadam, if you're in an environment where you don't have earth, you can use the decay of fruits and vegetables. And now he talks about, what about using fruits and vegetables for schach? He doesn't tell us what that halacha would be. Okay, now we go to the next case. Next case is very halacha, amin al kama dvarim. Can you answer one amin for multiple brachas? A person is making two brachas, two people are making brachas at the same time, and they include the same time. One is making nasher yatzar, one is making a bar pri agafen. Can you answer one amen, or do you say amen the amen? What do you do when two people make the bracha at the same time? Bishut halacha is ketano is nishalamishin is damin lo lanas amen ashnei devarim in two things. He sang him b'menechad ulukulim. He made one amen. Veheshesh ein lechich mimasham b'besugin. Look at the daf of Gemara. It says the isha says amen the amen. The amra ha isha. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. Twice. Not the amen. I take it back. There's a very big difference. Mishavu talks amen, the amen. Amen, amen. She says amen twice. So look what it says in the Daf Yomi. There is such a concept saying amen. The Gemara is a little daf. Why did you say amen twice? Amen ish zeh, amen ish acher, amen when I was in Arusa, when I'm in Nesua, amen from this suspicion, from other suspicion. The Gemara has a whole long list of things when she says amen, what she is referring to. But she does, the point is she says amen twice. So there is such a concept of answering amen twice on one statement. So therefore, he says, don't go there. Don't turn to the daf to resolve this dilemma of answering amen twice for two different brachos. In other words, the question here is to be making a brach. One is making nashe yatsar. One is making bar peyag afen. So maybe you would think you could say amen amen. Say amen twice. The proof is you can say amen amen twice when it comes to sota. Don't go there. Why? One for the curse, one for the oath. Because there, when you're saying amen, you're referring. Wait, one more time. He doesn't explain why. He doesn't understand what the second part of the statement means, but he doesn't explain. He just basically says, don't compare the case here to the case in the case of Sota. Let's see further. Maybe it will come clear. Sometimes it happens in shul, there are three or four people saying Kaddish at the same time, and one is a little bit slower than the next. The echad makdim lachaveroi. In bom kolecha techad edibah shel chaver. The mishmur quotes halacha. Yana im arishon viyala lekulam yamtim im aachron. Where you wait until the last one. Period. So if multiple people are saying kaddish at the same time, but each one finishes part of the kaddish within toich kidei dibur of his friend, which is within 1 or 2 seconds. Shalom alecha. Rebbe Umairi, so then you could answer amen to, you have a choice. You either could answer amen to the first one and it counts for all of the people that follow within 2 seconds, or you can wait until the last one says Yiskadal v'Yiskadal Shmei Rabbah. Rabbah, 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 Rabbah. Everyone says, you hear an echo of the word Rabbah multiple times. You wait until the last Rabbah, you answer amen, and that amen goes back on all of the previous expressions. What? Let's say you see in front of you there are three people. Yes. Right. Let's say arguments say, right, you don't know exactly what's coming. Okay, you know what's coming. But either you have a choice. Let's say you know what's coming. You see in front of you three people, they're all lined up and you see them, they're all going at different speeds, and so you have a choice. You can either answer something to the first one, it goes for the ones that come afterwards, or you can answer something to the last one, it goes to the ones that are before one. So this is what it says, Vim Yesh Hefsik Beinehem. But let's say there's a delay between the two. So the Mishnah Berurah passes on the mindset that you have two people in brachos, asher yotzar, and a bari paragraph, in our example. So the best thing to do is to say amen, the amen. Or say amen, amen. You should have kavan. The first amen is for the asher yotzar. The second amen is for the barei pri hagaf. That's the halacha. That is halacha. Pretty much. I mean, the precedent you can't deny. You have a precedent when it comes to the isha. She makes the she the soita. You answer. She says amen v'amen. Next, achar.
But she says it only once at the very end.
She says it only once. At the very end. So that's why it's similar. He said something why it's not, you can't compare. Because there she says, there you're making one statement. You're making one statement to her, and you're saying to her multiple things. You're making a curse and a shavua. So at the very end of everything, so she says, amen, the amen. That is unique. That's you never have that situation in halacha. Because in halacha, every single bracha only expresses one idea. This is a unique situation. It's a unique situation where two different individuals individuals are saying Kutim Brachas, and you are presented with an opportunity to answer Amen Devasachas. So he says, you say La Halacha L'Maisa, so you should say Amen the Amen. It's not like the Sota. The Sota, she says Amen Amen, not with the Vav. Okay, period. Next Sugya. Sugya Shasiya Stalin Koisais Alidei Kash. Are you allowed to drink before Koisais Pesach night with a straw? Okay, what about making Kiddush? You want to make Kiddush, can you use a straw? Some people have an infection, they have some cold sore, there's something on their lip, it's extremely painful, and you want to avoid putting the cup in your lip, you want to bypass by using a straw. Can you make Kiddush in such a fashion? Can you make the Dalai Kaisas in such a fashion? So let's see the sugi. This comes from the Daf. So first we have to use a sippy cup. Okay, children, today is a big thing. I didn't have a sippy cup in my day. What's a sippy cup? Right? This is a new invention. It's been around already for 20 years already, at least. Okay, today it's like, it's mamish. I was given on Har Sinai, a sippy cup. It came at Har Sinai, the sippy cup, but this is, are you allowed to use a sippy cup for Kiddush? Why not? Why not? Let's see. So the Rav Mokasa, B'Shem Amaril, She Lokech Kais Shepiv Tsar. Well, the arba kaisas for the four kaisas. Why? You can't drink revis in one shot. You can't swallow it down in one shot. It takes too long. You have to little by little. It's not the derech of shasiya. Obviously, you can probably get it down in 9 minutes. But it's still, it says it's not the right way. Do not use a sippy cup for birchas hamazon. Oy likidush ubiha mishne burush ain roy lebirchas hamazon likidush. Why? Here's a new site. Not because you can't drink a revis in one shot. That is one of the rules of a koish shel bracha. You're supposed to be able to see the yayin in the koish shel bracha. A sippy cup or a straw, a can of soda, you can't see the liquid. Rav Rudiman holds you can make kiddush on a cup of soda. Rav Rudiman holds that it's called chamar medina. Rav Moshe Feinstein disagrees. What?
Yeah, but you could look at the cup. It's just that the
no, you gotta look at. You have to look at the. Oh, you're saying in that situation, in either case, we're not a sippy cup. You're saying a situation where you have a regular cup filled to the top, and you have a straw, and you just want to drink it. Okay, good question. I don't know. Let's see. You're a good point. I don't know. That's exactly the case. The Gemara. If the woman does not drink the potion directly, she drinks it through a straw. What is the halacha? Derech shesibukach or ainderech shibukach v'nisha b'teiku. The Gemara does not conclude that's called a ma'aseh shesi. It's Gemara. The Gemara says the woman v'hishke oisa, you should give the woman to drink. And the Gemara is a shiloh. What happens if you give it? She drinks to a straw. Has she fulfilled? Is that called a shesia to a sieve? And the Gemara says teiku. So now drinking a koishol bracha is not the same league. It's not a mitzvah deraisa. Doesn't say in the Torah anywhere you have to drink a koishol bracha. Dal koisa derabanan kiddush birchas hamazon is derabanan. Is it not deraisas? So how far do we go halacha lemaisa? The chaz hamar begetzia shepshita shaholchem lechumer u'machmei v'im kein yesh lechichmi mez. So he says, the Ramah, we have to take this into consideration. This is bidyevet, it's no good. Since the Gemara Masechta Soita said it's not called a Shasiyah, so when it comes to drinkings that are derabanan, it's not valid. If you're going to drink the Kiddush Kais with a sippy cup or with a straw, it's no worse than a Soita, and it's invalid. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Kiddush. Maybe it's not a bracha levatala. It's not a bracha levatala b'riya gofen, but you have not. It's not. It's definitely problematic. Omnam b'shut taro l'shul. We had it above. Nishal al davar shal al davar al davar al davar adam sheyesh le mechush bebasar hashinayim upeh v'haloshen. He has an illness. He has an infection, and he needs a straw. That's the only way he can consume liquid is through a straw. So he wanted to do was make kiddush in a regular kashal bracha, and after he made kiddush in a kashal bracha, he would pour it into a sippy cup. Into a sippy cup or some type of utensil which he can easily bring, he can connect it.
He has a pipe,
he has a. does not go to the, what's it called? They put in the tracheotomy. So let's say they put it there. So that's worse because there it's not even going down the peh.
That's
the case. Shiachnas pi hashefer is somuch lebeis abliyah mesvede tracheotomy mamish u'mishom yerah yain legarin goes to the torki there v'kocha yasib chola arba koisas. Okay, so in echnam and will as we say it's like a tracheotomy. Tracheotomy wants to put the liquid actually in the throat itself. So mistabik im yesh bezeh eze pikbuk letzesi dechayvasa b'shtiyas arba koisas derem zeh oylo. That was the question presented to the shut Torah l'shma. The heishev ipaskins al pi divrei hami iri b'sugidim sechta sota shakosav shib. Even though the Gemara says teku doesn't mean that it's no good. Teku just means lechatchila do not do it. But b'diavad you can't say it's no good. It's okay b'diavad. So therefore, a kol shekein when it comes to a din derabbanan, it should be no worse. Lord says, yeah.
Somebody might say somebody else.
Yeah, of course that's okay.
Yeah, and the other the person who's being moitzah.
Yeah.
Can he drink with his
thaw? That's the question. The question is, someone has to drink it. Someone has to drink. Until the one that makes the bracha.
Who's making kiddush?
The one who's making kiddush, if he does not drink in the normal fashion, is it okay? So since the Gemara Masechta Sota says that b'diavad says it's taken, which means that b'diavad it's okay, so when it comes to kiddush d'rabbanan, it should be okay b'diavad. Furthermore, v'heshal p'divrei Meir v'sugyan shekosav Meir paskins, shebediavad v'hishkes asota b'shoferes kosher b'yir lechatchila mashma shein lasas kein l'fi shein derech shesir v'kach v'al kein b'ni The Rambam left out this dilemma. Can you give a saita if she drinks the mei hamorim through a sippy cup or through a straw? Siv is she yoytze? Kevad sharamam sula she sotik ze ein elul mandiyama sheim nimcha kahamegila v'amra eini shaisa ein me'arin oisa umashkin oisa bal karcha. The Rambam says that this question was only posed according to mandiyama that says I'm not going to drink it. You don't give it to her. You don't force her. If she refuses to drink, you don't force her to drink.
Avo. No, you do force.
Elul mandiyah mashin nimcha kahamegila. If the megillah was erased, the amre eini shaisa ein. You don't. Ein me'arin oisa. No, so the word goes on and goes on everything. Ein marinosa the ein. The ein is repeated. You don't force her throat open and you don't force the drink malkarach avol. The have already erased. They have already erased the water, and then the woman says, "I'm not drinking the water." They tell her, "Sorry, buddy, too little, too late. We already erased Hashem's name. You have to suffer the consequences. If you're guilty, you're going to die. The water is going to poison you. You're going to die." We force her to drink it. Now, here's the very big chiddush. If you force a woman to drink it against her will, everyone has to be of agreement that it's not called derech shasiyah. That's not drinking. If you have to take a person, hold them down in a straitjacket,
force feeding,
and take their throat and take a rig around their throat and pull a rig around their throat, which causes the throat to open up, and then they force liquid down your throat, is that called shasiyah? That's not called shasiyah. So the Gemara says, do it. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, the Gemara says you got to do it. But the Pasuk says, v'hishke oisa, you give it to drink. Obviously, according to this Mandi Amar, this is called drinking. This is called halachically drinking. The zelo yavdech shiva afilu achi. Even though it's not called in our language drinking, it is a fulfillment of what the Torah said. The Torah says v'hishkoi saw you give her to drink, forcing her to consume this liquid is called the fulfillment of drinking. So therefore, certainly when it comes to kiddush, it should be no worse. So afilu achi mahani kol shekein. Certainly, if the woman will say, I'm an istinus. I can't drink the cup, the mayim, in the regular way. I'll only drink it in a sippy cup or with a straw. Certainly it will be good. So since the Rambam paskins, like the Mandi Omar, that we force feed her to drink the water, that's why this question is irrelevant. It goes without saying that using a sieve would be a fulfillment of halacha. This question was only posed according to the Mandi Omar that says that we never force her. According to one man, the Amar, if we erase the Megillah and she says, "I'm not drinking," okay, you don't want to drink, you're not going to drink. We're not, you'll get divorced. You're not going to get ksuba. We're not going to force you to drink. So we never have a hechatimsa of force feeding a person. So now the question is, if she doesn't want to drink but she wants to drink in an unusual way, is that called derech shasia? But if you learn like the man, the Amar, that says that we force you to drink the water whether you like it or not, so forcing you to drink the water obviously is not called derech shasia. And yet, according to this man, the Amar, that's not a problem. Allah has kam v'kama, drinking with a straw is not going to be a problem. So that's why the Ram didn't bring it in, because the Ram pasak the Mandiyam that we force you. Became a Ram pasak ki Rabbi Akiva the Sule me'ar ina, and we force you. Alkin vada in mogam kishe shoysal yidei shiva feres. So therefore, what would Allah be in our Gemara? What would Allah be? Not really clarifying. He's not really clarifying the Rambam, but it's just what would halacha be b'zman hazeh? He's not really. He just says it's not relevant.
It was okay,
but because the hishka, so maybe l'chor yomi will be okay b'zman hazeh also. L'chor, that would be the bottom line. However, the Aruch HaShulchan, he does make a very clear psak halacha, and he says gam kasha shlofi mashmosach Rambam b'shar tegush b'sugish shakasha b'di'evet. Since it is a rule of thumb, he's not quoting the Meiri, he's quoting the Rambam, and the Rambam generally says that whenever the Gemara says teku, that leaves the possibility open that both studim are halachically valid. So therefore, when it comes, therefore you have a right to say that drinking through a straw is indeed valid. The bottom line is, it appears from all this, that a person can only drink a kaishal bracha through a straw, it is okay. Okay, b'di'evet, person can make kiddush, he's yotze b'di'evet. Next, shishias davar iser b'em tzo'os kash. Similar type of shayla, person has to drink non-kosher food. Doctor's orders, you have to drink a health drink, whatever, the potion, and there's no heksher. Go out, and you have to buy this in the store, whatever it is, and there is no heksher. Too bad. Treif. Let's say you know for a fact they put in tarfas. So maybe is it ideal for a person to drink it through a straw? If I anyway have to drink it, because Dr. Zoz, I should be memayate in the sin and then take it through a straw. Beshut mahar sham kosav shecholish shecholish asrufu also yayin misuyam. What? No, I think I did everything. I think it's a little confusing because look at the Now I ended on the part on the top. I went to those. Okay, now next one on the bottom left. So b'shut marsham kosav shecholish etzorech lishtos lirifu also yayin misuyim shuyayin nesach yeish oifin lahakal b'zeh shalpi mavur b'suyim shashashia adeh shafaris oish shakorach b'siv at tub a straw he ba'ayu deloy if shita it's unresolved uve gilyam perish b'shem ha'oruch shasiv hainu kamo sefug. Now he has a new, we have over here a straw, but he has a new interpretation. A sieve is a sponge.
Paris is a straw, and
a sieve is a sponge. So you take this and you suck it out. You suck it out of the sponge. Al kain yuchal lehatbil sufug biyayin or use a straw limtsay sayayin da kaimul on the behold by the life she doesn't get a bedrabon lehakil. So here we want to use it the other way around. When it comes to being mikayin in the midst of dalak kaisay, so you can use a straw b'di'evet. Here, when a person has to drink non kosher medicine, so you should do it through a straw or through a sponge. Sucking out the liquid through a sponge. Take it, insert a sponge into the potion. The sponge absorbs and put the sponge in your mouth and suck it out. That is not called derech shesia. Well, that's a question. That's a dilemma. The Gemara says teku. So in this instance, we can be making, we can say that's not called the shesia. You're not doing this. You're not doing this. Deraisa. The kevan sheyaynesam was not a zed derabanan al kein armin. The bechaygav will have derech shesia v'yesh lahakel period. Or maybe sheyish the derech sheferes kadayme. David shleik derech shesia v'shari. So two different options. Either drink to a straw or do it through a sponge. Omnom behagoy al amar sham. Heviu b'shem hagoyis mitzudas David al hakitzer shulchan aruch. Okay, that's the name of the sefer. Mitzudas David. I actually have a copy of it. I downloaded it online. Hebrewbooks.org. This sefer called, very good sefer called Sefer Mitzudas David. It's one of the first svarim. Someone who wrote a perush. Mr. Glatter, you gave this to me once. You actually gave me. I don't have it down. You gave it to me.
Yeah.
You gave me this thing called Mitzudas Tavdal Kitzah Shulchan Aruch. Remember?
Yeah.
So he on this sefer shehei ra'ayoso misulyon, he disagrees. Sheshayni soite the sefer hishko. Mashenkin legabi iser mein nafgamina in derech shesia bekach oiloi halayika hanos goroin ayin sham mashakosa bezeh. Beautiful lomdusha idea that there are two dinim. When it comes to isuri hana, it's a dinim v'hanos hagoyren, hagoroin, the throat. When you drink something, does your throat have pleasure? That part of that's where the iser is triggered. It's not a din of shisi of drinking. By a saita, there's a din of drinking. You take the thing, you put it in your mouth, you have a cup, and you pour it into your lips, your teeth, your tongue, your throat, it goes down. Very good. That's a din of shisiya. Shaloi kederech. You have a straw, you have a sponge, it's shaloi kederech. Maybe when it comes to a kashal bracha, there's also a din of shisiya. You can debate a din of shisiya. But when it comes to isurei achila, things that you're not allowed to eat, it's not a din in the way you eat it. It's a din in the pleasure. Taste. The pleasure. So if you're getting pleasure, you're getting taste, your throat is enjoying the flavor of this item, that is forbidden, even though you've ingested it, you brought it into your throat through an unusual technique. So therefore, don't bring the arayah from soita. By soita, it says the word vehishka. The Torah demands there be a maisa shesia, but suri achila, the Torah is concerned with the hanohas hagoroin, the pleasure of the throat. So the two things are very different. The hishka v'ashenkein l'gabi isra ma'inaf kaminim derech shesia b'kach oiloi. Ha'aloi ika hanohas goroin v'ayin shamasha kosa b'zeh. Oid, one more one over here. Oid kosa v'ram ha'asham sheyesh makam l'hati l'shtoy s'refu b'shabes derech sheferis makam tzar. Shabbonon kol teiku lokal, he just says there that b'diyevin you can be naked. That's the bottom line. V'ayon b'shud ma'asham, b'shud n'chas Yitzchak, b'shud n'chas Shlomo, b'shud k'halus Yaakov, b'diyevin mi sheshoy se derech sheferis shechuch nesu b'nis nituach l'gabi ha'gof.
That's the
tracheotomy. Tracheotomy, so that's also a very big level. So there, tracheotomy, it's even lower than the throat, right? It's even lower than the throat. That's even lower, so then there's no hanos goroin.
Feeding
tubes. Right, so you need a hechsher on... yeah? Do you need a hechsher on the stuff they pump in? I once had a friend who was in a coma, so we used to go visit him, so the nurse was always... It's not a chila, exactly. You don't need it. You don't need a hechsher.
Same thing
hold up
for a fasting.
Yes.
I mean, there are people who are gastrostomy fittings who can't fast,
Well, the new fat is the suppositories.
No, but can you get
nutrition.
Because he was giving kids.
Yeah. So on fast day, so bigger than its mother. There's no question about it. The prohibition of fasting is only derech goroin, through the throat, pleasure of the throat. If you can do something to your body to give yourself koyach, not derech achila, it's mutter. Many hold it's mutter even l'chatchila. And that's why today the caffeine suppositories and the other knows what's going on, different techniques of bringing in nutrition or chemicals into the body to mechazik the body, as long as it's not derech achila, there are grounds to be makel. Okay, let's go to the next thing. Kisui Rosh, this is a very simple halacha. Las halacha, this is a very popular sugya. Kisui Rosh b'yodesh shel chaveroi. If you want to make a bracha, let's say you want to make a bracha, you don't have a yarmulke. You want to make a bracha, and I don't have a head covering. So what do you do? So can you putting your hand on your head, does that accomplish anything? No. Doesn't, but it does accomplish.
One hand.
Oh. Can you cover? So can someone else cover you? This happens in the swimming pool. This happens in the swimming pool. People go swimming, and they want to take a drink. Gatorade. You're in the Olympics.
The water covers your head.
Water in a tsunami. That's also a possibility. Okay, you're in the Olympics and you're in a competition right before they blow that whistle. You want that sip of Gatorade. Gets those electrolytes in your body that give you that last boost. But Olympics, they only wear yarmulke when you go swimming. So what are you going to do? You want to make that bracha shahako. So can your friend put his hand on your head so you can make a bracha? Do we say, min d'minoy? We're all part of humanity. We're all the same. Doesn't make a difference. We're not all the same. Everyone is, let's see, Beshut, Beshulchan Aruch, Haroichetz, Orum, B'mayim, Tzlulim, B'ratzel. A person is bathing naked in clear water. B'ratzelishas, he wants to drink. Yechase, B'beged, Mimata, L'libo, you have to cover the lower portion of your body. Kadesh, Lo Yehi, Libo, Royesa, Erva, Kisha, Yivarech. A person has to cover with a garment the lower portion of his body so that there should be a hefsek. V'davka, B'beged, Avol, B'yodayim, Lo, Havi, Kisu, your hands is not called the Kisu. So you can't go wrap your hands around your body. That's not going to accomplish anything. A person is naked, covering your hands.
Covering your body with your hands
is not going to accomplish. The same thing is true if you cover your head with your hands. Your body cannot cover your body. Now the water does cover your body in the mikvah. That's when you make a bracha. Women make a bracha in the mikvah when they're in the mikvah, right? When they're in the mikvah, when they come out of the mikvah, they make the bracha. When before or after, they make the bracha before. A ger makes the bracha after. A ger is not Jewish until he makes. So the ger goes in, and when he takes his head out, so his body is covered. His body is covered by the water of the mikvah. Okay, uve pri chadash kosav.
Don't worry about it, because that my slavos.
No, it is mayim. So you don't say that. Well, the mikvah water is the mikvahs today. Baruch Hashem, good. They're green. The mikvahs are green. If the mikvah is not green, then you shouldn't go into the mikvah. Chlorine. They put in a heavy dosage of chlorine in the mikvahs today. V'pri chadash kosav shadavkim hu atzma mechases gufay ein zeki soy avol. Here is the chiddush that we want to come to. Avlim acher meniach yodei al roishoy harei zeki soy. If someone's giving birchas rehanim upon you when you're not, that is called a proper head covering, and you can make a bracha. Someone else's hand is okay. What's the proof to this? Okay, so here we go. We bring right from the case of the Minchas Seif as well. But if two partners bring a carbon shlomim b'shutfas. So there's a halacha, you must do hanafa. You must wave. When you bring a carbon, you have to wave the carbon in all six directions. Like a lulav. You have to wave your carbon. So the question there is, heichi levit, how can two partners do tenufa bevasachas? There's a chatzitz, one is holding the mincha, and one is below. Heichi levit, lifnu kulu b'hadiyad together, kohavi have chatzitza. If they're going to wave the carbon together in one shot, it's a chatzitza. Uperish Rashi, diyodei chitzetzes bin yad l'chaveh l'zevach. Oh, so what do you see? That your hand, your partner's hand is a chatzitza for your hand. V'yei shehikshu. So then the answer. So therefore, you see from that Gemara that you can't do it together. So you see that one person is a chatzitza with someone else. V'yesh hikshu v'alo bezvachim avur shemim b'minayin chaytzeitz. What's the problem? Because of b'gogeitz v'liyash shemashom b'gizvachim shein kol shein basar chaytzeitz bein emurim yishom demim b'minayin chaytzeitz loy amrei lo basar v'emurim debehim achas. When we say that it's not a chatzitza, that's the same animal. If you have one animal and you have all the limbs have been piled up one upon the other, so even though you're not literally waving each limb, it's one is not a chatzitza for the next. Kevon the chad guf, it's one body who ain't a boss of chaytzitz. Ben amurim the idividi chad gufu uvechi agav nedu amarav min b'min in chaytzitz tavi min b'minay legami min chad gufu, one body. Ma she'ein kein regel chaveroi v'yad chaveroi. You're another human being, the gam, the tarvayu boss, even though we're all the same, we're all made from the same flesh and blood, but two individuals, one person is unique, and therefore one person is a chatzitza for someone else. Ninu v'loi karina bei bei min b'minay ein chaytzeitz v'kevim t'havi b'tregufi havi chatzitza. Ulefi zeh, according to this principle, mavur sheyad chaveroi chashiva kisui. So if you want to make a bracha, and you do not have a head covering, and you may not make a bracha without covering your head, your friend can put his hands on your head, and now you can make a bracha. The daf kol yelo shu migufa in a kisli. The chad gufa nival yel chaver chashav kisli. The harim mitzugis and niskares haniskaros mum piskei haramba meperish rabino avadya mashma the af the min the mina in chaytzeitz hanu daf kol migufa mamish. Avul regel yel chaver af shu min mina in chaytzeitz shehei migufa achrina. Vuadinami mistavel lechalik bin kisli daf kol biyaday mamish ein ze kisli. Ain't Avul Yad Chaveroi How is this relevant to the daf? Because the sota brings a mincha, and she waves the mincha. And who waves the mincha with her together? The kohen. V'nei b'sugyon amru she'akohen meniach yed tachas ha'sota menifa v'toyseh shantz hikshu. How could that be? So what would you think? Nagia, how could he touch the kohen? How could he touch the hand of a woman? Doesn't say it's a kasha. Yes, a kasha. So what does he say?
He says either you have an old kohen.
Yeah.
Or it's for just a short time, doesn't matter.
It's like going to the store. When the person behind the counter, if the woman puts change in your pocket, that's it, put it in your hand, it doesn't have any effect. Hikshu, shmadu ein chatzitza, but it's a chatzitza. If you're waving it with her, what? That's endearment. That's a whole different world. When you shake, the whole purpose of shaking someone's hand is, I want to be your friend. Peace with you.
No, it's not.
It's a big question.
Okay, so you're right. You should know that there are many paiskim that say what you're saying. Ein hachnami. There are people, there are many. It's not the end of the world to shake a woman's hand. You're 100% right. But you can understand that there's a very fundamental difference between shaking someone's hand and getting change. A person, the cashier, is putting change in your pie in your hand. It's not a guarantee they'll even touch it. They touch you, big deal. But shaking your hand is it's a higher madrega. Is it mamish negia or just a convention of greeting? It's not the end of the world stories. You know the story with Rabbi Lazar Silva. Rabbi Lazar Silva, he was invited to the set to Congress. And he was in Congress, so I have the names. So one of the politicians, she put out his hand in front of everyone. Rabbi Lazar Silva was a very holy person. He was the chief rabbi of Cincinnati, United States, and the United States, right? So he came to Congress, and all eyes were watching. And this woman, Miss Lufi Tumay, she put out her hand to shake Rabbi Lazar Silva's hand. So what did he do? So he said to her in front of everyone, Republican or Democrat? So she said, Republican. So he said, I have a policy to never shake the hand of a Republican. But to a woman of your grace and beauty, I tip my hat. He took off his hat and he tipped his hat. That's how he got out. That is how he got out of shaking the hand of a woman.
I'll tell you, similar mice with Yaakov.
Yeah. Of Yaakov Kamenetsky, yeah.
Yaakov Kamenetsky.
Yeah.
Years ago, I remember when I was a kid, there were kids from South America that would come maybe once a year, they would go home. But most of these kids, their parents spoke Yiddish. They were, and one time this mother of one of these kids comes into his office. Shalom Aleichem, Rebbe. And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, he said it in Yiddish. I'll say it in Yiddish. Ich wollte euch gern gegeben die Hand. I would gladly give you my hand. Aber mein Parnasse erlebt es nicht. My Parnasse does not allow it.
Very good.
Lose my jaw.
Very good, okay. Okay, benidain. Now this comes to the sugi over here is v'nei b'sugin amar shakoy minich yed hachasatad minich v'toyz shan tikshu. Madu ein zechatzitza. U'mayishna mishutofin v'tiritzu shugzeirus hakosof. Here it's not like the shlamim. The shlam is a shutf. The Torah doesn't tell you shutfim. Here the Torah says that the both of them together. So when the Torah says both of them together, that's an exception. Yishneim gam al koyin v'gam yishol lechein zein zechatzitza. Ma she'enkin bishutofin she'en. Doesn't say there has to be partners. We learned that shutafim, it's okay. That's why you can't compare the two together. The bottom one over here, that if you need to make a bracha, you don't have head covering, someone else could put their hand on your head, and that would be sufficient. Okay, let's